Joined now by head coach Nathan Powell of the Princeton Tigers. Been an outstanding week up at Princeton. We were talking about Allison Allen a little bit off the air. She represented the school here over the last 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, in state golf, which I knew that was the case, and I knew she was on the softball team. And then Coach Hall had to remind me that, oh, yeah, Allison hit that go-ahead home run at North Harrison last week in the district final. That girl has it going on. She's representing Princeton in a lot of good ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's fantastic to see. That's our first state qualifier in girls golf maybe ever.
Right.
And so, you know, to have something like that happen is fantastic, and then to stack softball on top of that and then have a big win from us on Friday too, you know, it's just, it's a very, very positive spot to be right now up in Princeton.
When we talked last Wednesday, Coach, you know, so much of it when South Harrison comes off of the win that they did and they're not giving up any points, so we end up talking about how good South Harrison is. And yeah, you get the guys together, and I know you have to get them together and say, listen, we are going to win this game, and you got to get them to believe that. And it's what we talked about on Friday night, the difference between hoping and believing. And at some point, the guys said, hey, we did it last year. We can do it again. And, boy, did you get your football team put together such a good performance on Friday.
They did a fantastic job. I mean, you know, offensively, defensively, and then and special teams, when we had to operate with special teams, we did a good job there, too. So really, you know, I think a lot of that goes back to the week of preparation and trying to tell our kids that it's not, you know, it was going to be a good game, it was going to be an important game, but it was not the end-all, beat-all. So we just needed to treat it like we would a normal game, prepare like we would, and then just go out and play and know that we had a good game plan, and if we executed, we had a shot. And then, you know, we were just firing on all cylinders. Defensively, we were all over the place. We never really allowed them any big plays. And then on offense, we were able to make some big plays of our own. And for Ben and Eli, both being over 100 yards Friday night, it was just a big night all the way around. And, you know, if we can do that, then heck, we're going to be tough to beat.
Well, and I run into this, too, where I see teams, and not that I do this before the season, but depending on what you know about a team and another team, you go, that one's probably a win, that one's probably a loss, a win, that one's going to be tough, so maybe that one's a loss. And yeah, I kind of feel like for about 6 weeks, you know, the Milan game was going to be tough. That one wasn't in the win column. We knew that Mid-Buchanan would be tough. So in order to kind of flip the script on how good you can be, you got to go out there and beat somebody that somebody, you know, like me rises up and says, man, if Princeton puts it together, how far can they go? And I think that's what Friday night did for me. And I'm sure at some point it did that for the guys too.
Absolutely. You know, and just to be, you know, we put some wins together, but they had not been against the quality of opponent like South Harrison. And so, you know, sometimes it's easy to get a false sense of confidence whenever you're beating people that you should be able to handle. And then you go up against somebody that punches you back in the mouth and you don't respond well. But I think it was huge for our kids to take a shot and to really just deliver a lot more back. And you know, the difficult thing now is just going to be keeping that focus there because, you know, South Harrison had that huge game the week before with Milan, and then, you know, maybe they were emotionally drained, maybe not, I don't know, but it's really easy if you start building games up to you have to win this game that there's a letdown after. So to add in that, you know, we've got the district issue with we've got to win to keep our spot, and, you know, we're playing for a share of the conference title again this year. It should be easy to keep our kids focused in, and, you know, hopefully we can execute like we did last Friday.
Well, where did your team most increase their level of play last week, Coach? Where did you really see it?
Confidence and really just staying mentally focused. You know, last week we did not see any real mental mistakes that we've normally had. We didn't jump off sides. We didn't have any false starts. You know, we were able to execute and do a lot of things that we really hadn't practiced a lot either with some different formational looks. So our kids were really locked in mentally, whether that was, you know, watching film or really locking in during practice. I don't know, but it showed on Friday. And I think if you can just keep kids focused and really keep your plan simple enough that the kids can execute them, then I think we'll be okay. It's easy as a coach to sit up all night and dream up plans and then try to get a 16-year-old kid to remember them in 30 minutes. It's, you know, if we can keep ourselves simple and smart and not try to overcoach, then I think our kids are executing well enough right now. We can play with about anybody.
I had assumed that this was the case, and I think I was wrong on my assumption that because you didn't play Trenton, you have one less win in the column than South Harrison and Milan at this point. And I guess as far as the championship would go and the GRC coach, they go by number of wins along with losses, so winning percentage, which obviously doesn't work real great for the Tigers.
No, I don't care what they say. I know that we've lost one and the other guys have lost one. And
that's
what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. Yeah, and
you start throwing numbers and percents. I'm no math teacher. I don't need to do that.
Well,
one, I know one.
You also get to the point of the year in saying, and I agree with you on that, you know, whatever way works for Princeton, that's the way I'm going with as far as the end of the season. But when I look back at your schedule, Coach, we have referred a number of times to this Milan game and how it's a lot more competitive game than 39-8 might indicate. But what really hurt you early was you couldn't punch the ball into the red zone. And it feels like since that point, and I think maybe it showed against South Harrison because the level of competition went up last week. But since that point, have the guys kind of had that, you know, if we get the ball into the end zone, we're finding a way to punch it in. Was that kind of a make or break kind of a week where the guys kind of figured out this is a problem, we're going to fix it?
Absolutely. You know, it was frustrating for everybody. I mean, to be down to that point, you know, you might have it happen once, but to have it happen four times and to lose that just any amount of points at all there, it was just a gut punch. And I think we came out of that week really frustrated and really kind of taking a look at what we were doing in practice and really how we were preparing and the way we're calling plays as well. So the kids have really focused in these last several weeks, and I think it was important for us to get some confidence and some momentum built up so that, you know, if we do take care of business and we get another shot to go play Milan or South Harrison or anybody again, we want to make sure that we've got all of our boxes checked and we're ready to go.
The goal against South Harrison is to make South, because they don't throw the ball a ton. Doesn't mean they can't do it, but certainly South Harrison is, you know, adept at running the ball, whether it be with a Lasher keeping it or getting the ball to Linthicum. It's hard to slow down that running attack, but yeah, it's, you know, it comes down to defensively this. Can you tackle and can you win battles at the line of scrimmage? And obviously you guys were really adept at doing both last week.
The kids up front did a fantastic job, and that's what we told our guys on the back end. You know, you guys just stay back and take any kind of home runs away that they may be able to hit us with, and up front just let those guys go to work. And they did. And, you know, I mean, South Harrison still had some opportunities to complete some passes, and they dropped some, and we knocked some away. I mean, it was, you know, we knew all week that if we could keep them out of their comfort zone and keep them in some long yardage, medium yardage situations, it would be beneficial for us. And our kids did such a good job up front, putting them in uncomfortable spots and really forcing them to look at some other things. And it paid off for us.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about this on the locker room show Friday night, but I, especially after seeing Gallatin play, and I knew Gallatin liked to throw the ball around a little bit, but that is a pass-heavy team as far as a Gallatin compared to South Harrison. So your challenge this week is playing two good football teams. I don't know if Gallatin's at South Harrison's level head-to-head. They weren't, but Gallatin's going to test you in a completely different way this week.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's good because you're not going to see the same type of team week in, week out, and especially, you know, if you can get into the playoffs and make any kind of run, you need to be prepared for a little bit of everything. So this week is good. It's going to allow us to focus on some stuff that we've really kind of neglected, honestly, the last several weeks as far as locking in on pass coverages and working on some pass rush stunts and things like that. You know, that's good. We can't just let that stuff go to waste. So this week will be good to lock into that, and, you know, you throw in the softball game tomorrow night. We've got a lot going on up here, so we just need to lock into our basics again and try to get through and execute on Friday.
I've talked about this in the past before, and I know it kind of started late last week with the softball team's victory, but does general success with the athletic programs, Coach, when it's going great right now at Princeton, does that just build momentum in the hallways from one sport to the other to say, hey, let's keep this ball rolling?
I think so, and, you know, it's just nice to have something positive to lean on, and it's not just, you know, one sport. Or one gender, for that matter. You've got the girls have done well and two different looks, and then we've got the football team executing well right now. And I think if you've got kids positive in the hallways, that's just contagious stuff. And it can be contagious to the staff. It can be contagious everywhere. So, you know, if you can keep some positive things going through school, I think everybody looks to that, and community-wide too. It's definitely something that you see benefit from, I think. I think you can grow from it, but I think it's good to come to school. It's fun to come to school. It's fun to come to work every day whenever, you know, you got people in good moods and looking forward to the day.
Other than, I think Scotland, Knox, and Putnam are struggling a little bit this year on the bottom half of that district, but if you look at the top five in that district, Milan, South Harrison, you guys, Hamilton, Gallatin, that's tough. That's really balanced, yeah. Tough district.
Good, solid teams, and anybody could beat anybody on a given night, for sure.
Got that right. And any injuries or anything of that to speak of going into the final week of the regular season, Coach?
No, we've been really lucky. And, you know, as physical as last week was, we've got bumps and bruises, but nothing that we can't get through. So, it's again, we've been blessed to stay healthy all week or all season, really. And so hopefully we carry that through the week and we can carry it on deep into the playoff.
I think I know the answer to this, so I'll just kind of answer my own question and kind of just have you run with the thought here, Coach, but trying to slow down Gallatin's offense because Vandiver's quick and he can throw the ball well, putting pressure in his face. That's the most important thing to do with slowing down a passing attack, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, the best friend to any corner or any defensive back is just to get that pressure up front. So last year we were able to get some good pressure and get him uncomfortable quite a bit, and so that'll be the recipe again. We've got to be able to get back there and get him disrupted, try to disrupt timing, and our DB and our DBs and our linebackers need to be able to get hands-on and reroute kids as best they can. And with an offense like theirs, it's really timing-based. You know, you've got to get that step, you got to get your steps in the drop, you got to get the pass route there, and if we can do anything to throw that off, it'll be good for us.
Princeton at Gallatin, that's the game of the week this week on 92.3 FM KTTN. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like next week. We usually pick the more competitive ball game between Princeton and Milan. Both are going to have pretty good seeds going into district, so might flip a coin on that one. Coach, best luck down at Gallatin. Congrats on the win last week.
Thank you very much.